El Picador Amarillo, or The Little Yellow Bullfighter, is another example of how Picasso's main themes were already present during his childhood in Malaga. Bullfighting and flamenco were passions that he acquired from his father and would remain with him throughout his life. Even in his earliest drawings, bulls, horses, picadors and matadors played a highly prominent role in his work. Often, bullfights were simply a source of aesthetic pleasure and formal interplay. But fights to the death in the bullring also enabled Picasso to reflect his personal conflicts or, as with Guernica, to explore collective tragedy. In Picasso's works on the subject of bullfighting, the illustrations he produced for the book titled La Tauromaquia, or Bullfighting, by Pepe Hillo, are of particular note. Pepe Hillo was the nickname of José Delgado, a renowned bullfighter from Seville, who published La Tauromaquia in 1796 with the subtitle The Art of Bullfighting. A century and a half later, the Barcelona-based publisher Gustavo Gili Esteve asked Picasso to produce a series of illustrations for a new edition of the book. In May 1957, 4 days after attending a bullfight in Arles, the artist produced no fewer than 28 etchings in just 3 hours, depicting nearly all of the figures with just a single brushstroke. He chose the rather unusual technique of sugar-lift aquatint, which allowed him to draw directly onto the plate with his brush. The extraordinary new edition of the book, which featured 26 illustrations, two of the original, 28 were discarded, plus another dry point print for the cover, was published in 1959 with a limited run of 263 copies. After the Civil War, Picasso decided that he would not return to Spain while Franco's dictatorship remained in power. His political commitment to those who had gone into exile, visits from Spanish friends, and the bullfights he attended in the south of France served to anchor the artist to the country that had been snatched away from him, the country of his childhood and youth, the country he would yearn for ever more strongly.